This is Al Simpson. Thanks to you Democrats, illegal aliens now have their passports to our precious voting booths. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, here on Face Off, you once told our gentle listeners that illegal aliens do not get driver's licenses in the U.S. Remember Mir Amal Khanzi, the zany who shot two innocent CIA employees in cold blood? He eventually claimed political asylum, went right out and got a Virginia driver's license. And guess what, pal? Under your bill, if he were still in the U.S., he would be able to vote now, thanks to you. Ted, your favorite show, 60 Minutes, ran a segment showing how bad and sad our asylum laws really are. I was waiting for them to mention you by name, but they never did. Knowing all this, your absurd motor voter scheme is truly the height of irresponsibility. Will registered illegal aliens vote for Democrats? You betcha. These scared and confused people do whatever the Big Daddy special interest groups tell them to do, but come to think of it, Ted, so do you.
Al, that's just preposterous. The far-fetched possibility of voter fraud by illegal aliens is not a creditable objection to motor voter registration. We need to make registration more accessible. The right to vote is the cornerstone of our democracy, but archaic voter registration laws make it unnecessarily difficult for citizens to vote. As a result, the United States has one of the lowest voter turnouts of any nation. In 1992, only 54% of the voting age population actually voted. Motor voter laws let citizens register to vote when they apply for a driver's license. 27 states already do it. It's working extremely well. It's registered large numbers of new voters with no significant evidence of fraud. Crying fraud is crying wolf, Al. What you're actually against is people voting. Your real concern is that all those new voters will be Democrats. Al Simpson and I want to face off on topics our listeners would like to hear about. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.